Our story today is called A Rose Quartz Bracelet. It's by Karina from Sunny Skies. Today, my Nana was able to fly down and see me and her great-grandkids. She told me about this beautiful event that occurred prior to boarding her plane. She was chatting with a flight attendant who signed to help her board about how this is her first vacation in 67 years without her husband, who passed away this last year, and she was looking forward to seeing her granddaughter and great-grandchildren, a visit made extra special as it was her birthday. She got emotional, and then a mom and her three little kids came over, and the oldest said they too are going to visit their great-grandma, who lost her husband recently, and it too was her birthday. And they asked if they could give my grandma a birthday present. They gave her a rose quartz bracelet that they'd gotten from the gift shop and wished her a happy birthday. They then went back into the store and got their great-grandma another bracelet, same type as they'd given the original gift to my grandma. This cheered everyone up immensely. But somewhere out there, another great-grandma sporting the exact same bracelet. Such a lovely gesture from a lovely family that she didn't know and will most likely never see again, and also never forget. James 1:27 reminds us, religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.